Hundreds of bagpipers led the procession to St. Patrick Church as thousands of firefighters stood shoulder to shoulder along the street.
I'm a firefighter on St. Johnsbury, Vermont. I got here this morning to support my brothers and show respect.
Andrew Ruggles got up at 3 a.m. to drive down and attend the funeral with Captain Will Rivers.
It's a tradition. It's not my first. I've been to quite a few, so it's just what we do. We take care of each other, and they're sad. None of them get any easier, that's for sure. So,
firefighters from all over the country saluted as Walsh's casket was brought to the church on a fire truck from Boston's Engine 33. He had served the Boston Fire Department for more than 9 years. It was a tearful scene as Walsh's wife, Kristen, walked into the church with their 3 young children, Dylan, Morgan, and Griffin, all under the age of 10. Inside, Walsh's sister, Kathy Malone, gave a eulogy.
He was destined to do great things, and he did. So, Eddie, just as you have always had my back, Kristen's back, and all of your friends and family's backs, I make a commitment to stand up and follow in your footsteps and try to be even half of the person you were.
And Harold Schaitberger, president of the International Association of Firefighters, spoke of Walsh's courage last week at the scene of the fire in the Beacon Street apartment building.
And true to the leader he was one of the first in, straight into that basement with firefighter Michael Kennedy, right into the heart of that inferno. Their actions gave other crews the time they needed to rescue a number of residents from the upper floors on the backside of the building. But the winds whipped off the Charles, gusting up to 50 miles an hour, pushed the flames and heat to unimaginable levels.
The other Boston firefighters in attendance bowed their heads. It was a solemn service, and afterward Walsh was buried next to his father, a Watertown firefighter himself. Many of those in the crowd planned to drive to West Roxbury for the wake of the other firefighter who died, Michael Kennedy. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.